Welcome everyone to this week's episode of the Currently Nerdy Podcast. We are a political, comedic, and social commentary podcast. Basically, we're giving you a nerdy outlook on what's going on in the world today, letting you into the inner conclave of nerdom, and we're here to take over the world with our nerd imperium. So all hail the Currently Nerdy Empire.
Allahu Akbar.
Oh shit.
Damn it.
Just kidding.
At that point, I guess.
Every white person just panicked.
Yeah.
Look who we're...
They just threw their phones and all their devices out the window.
Well, it was
keeping you on your toes.
It was nice knowing you guys.
You should be on the lookout for Sharia.
Creeping Sharia.
Amber Alert. Wait, no, Amber Alert. Someone's kidnapped.
Yeah, kidnapping.
What is it? It's like yellow. Threat level orange. Threat level orange.
Threat level midnight, baby.
I never understood that threat level shit. We got rid of it, right?
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Anyways, we give you this podcast free every week on currentlynerdy.com and on iTunes. So
threat
please
level orange.
Feel free to rate, review, subscribe, and share our page to all your friends, family members, and loved ones. Because remember, you truly don't love somebody until you have spread the gospel of Currently Nerdy.
No,
hallelujah. Holla back, little homie. Amen.
Tequila.
God damn it.
Creeping Sharia.
So what is the highest threat level then? Threat level brown?
Red.
It's red. Oh. Yeah, that was, if it was threat level brown, yeah. Like, you motherfuckers didn't even bother.
Yeah.
No, it's threat level red. That's like, shit's about to go down.
But
orange is like, you should start suspecting your neighbor.
Threat level yellow is
threat
like,
yellow is like, if someone wears a backpack, keep an eye on them.
Threat level yellow.
That's the thing about the threat level,
watching,
right?
Like,
it's all about spreading paranoia, like deliberately making us into like little McCarthyites.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That was actually, incidentally, threat level yellow was my nickname in high school.
Yeah.
So racist.
It's not racist if he's making fun of himself.
Pretty good.
Does that count?
Threat level yellow.
Anyways.
That's what we're going to call you for now.
We are your hosts of this podcast that will probably be taken off the air by the NSA next week. My name is Diz, and I am your sports / pop culture nerd, which means I can tell you that the Broncos and the Panthers are going to the Super Bowl, Ali. You should know that.
Broncos have been in the Super Bowl the past few years, right?
They were in there 2 years ago. They were not.
2 years ago. Because what's his name? Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Isn't that?
And 2 years ago they were in it, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, that could give me some credit.
I told you, yes.
I recently recalled it.
And the Panthers with Cam Newton, where he does this. Boom.
The dab.
Boom. He teach you how to dab.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and I can teach you how to dab. That's my pop culture thing for today.
Nope.
Boom. Taught you how to dab.
I told you I used bay in my class.
Yeah, bacon and eggs.
I said Yahweh was searching for bay.
Did you get any laughs off that?
I got quite a bit of laughs off of that. People are like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that.
So now that you've told people that you mentioned Yahweh in your class, explain to them what you do.
Yeah, that's a good segue. I am the classic nerd of the group, which means that I am into things that were nerdy before nerdy was suddenly cool and hip and popular. I like things like school and history and reading and writing, so I try to bring you the background information to all the topics we discuss. V.
Good evening, friends. This is Threat Level Yellow. I cover the things that Ali and Diz do not, things such as Japanese internment. MSG and orange chicken.
For the record, I brought up Japanese internment the other day. And I covered nothing to do with what we were talking about. It's like, so Japanese internment. This is an ongoing joke between V and I. It's like, we were talking about this, that how frustrated I am as a historian that when we do American history, we gloss over Japanese internment.
Mm-hmm.
This was based on the fact that V and I went to the same high school, and we had the same fucking history textbook.
Yeah, we did.
And you remember, like, the Japanese internment?
It was eight sentences.
It wasn't like they didn't even give it its own section. It was like a paragraph in this wider context of World War II. And I remember being so frustrated about it. So there's this ongoing, like, inside joke with V and I is that we make it our mission to sneak in Japanese internment in every conversation. It started off with like a frustration, and now it's become like a meme.
What is it like? Don't forget the Alamo and shit.
It's kind of like that. It was a meme before a meme was a thing.
Never forget the Alamo.
We were doing like living memes, and so me and V constantly talk about the Japanese internment. So I brought it up the other day, and we were having pizza.
Yeah. Oddly enough, you know what? It was the weirdest thing. I was eating tacos the other day and I brought it up.
Japanese,
there you go. Yeah.
I always bring it up and people always look at me like, okay, we'll go in that direction, but I'm not sure exactly how it came up.
I don't bring up the Japanese internment. I bring up wrestling a lot, Like, I was watching the Royal Rumble.
Well, see, I bring up important things.
Yeah. Well, the Royal Rumble was pretty good. AJ Styles debuted, which was
the phenomenal one.
Yeah, the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
From New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah, he's from Japan. Well, he's white, but he wrestled
in Japan. He wrestled in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
He was the IWGP World Heavyweight Champion.
Ah, yes, the IWGTB, the GDP of Japan.
Yeah. International World Japanese Professional Wrestling Champion.
International World?
I don't know.
Why would you call it international? International implies the world.
I don't know. It's Japan. It's
IWGP, International World
Japanese Professional Wrestling Champion.
That's unnecessarily redundant.
Yeah.
Get it? Unnecessarily redundant.
Yeah. Honestly, we don't need to get into...
That's a nerd joke right there,
asshole. I caught it.
We don't need to get into how atrociously the WWE treats Japanese stars.
No. Okay. We don't need to go into how the WWF, treats any person of a minority background.
That's true.
They're all like stereotypes. Like anyone who's from an Asian background, they speak fluent English, but they have to use accents.
They don't really speak fluent English to Japanese that they get because they get them from Japan.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. They're all meant to be stereotyped characters.
That's black not people, true.
Saved, oh, that's so true. They're all stereotypes.
Oh, yeah, as of late, would you say they've been doing that as of late?
It still does it.
Kind of, yeah, but because
it's become more sophisticated doesn't mean it doesn't do
New Day were supposed to be black preachers.
They were, but they weren't.
And then now they're like goofballs, but they're still kind of,
But they're like black comedy. They're basically, you put them up there to entertain people.
And then like Titus O'Neil and Darren Young were like the jocks. Like they kind of play that football.
But
the whole point of wrestling is that they don't create complex narratives or complex characters. They create these simple, that's what resonates with people, right? Mm-hmm. It's these stereotypes that we recognize instantaneously. It's the Star Wars effect, right? Uh-huh. It's like, you don't overthink it.
Yeah.
When you start to add midichlorians, that's when it's like, okay, you lost me, right? Yeah. But up until that point, it's a pretty standard boy goes on a journey, finds powers, beats up evil bad guy. It's a story that we can all relate to.
I got an idea.
The same thing with WWE. It's not overly complicated. You look at that stereotype and you go, I recognize that because I'm a racist piece of shit and I like perpetuating these stereotypes.
Indeed.
I have an idea. I want to see how bad a WWE booking is based on if Ali can guess who won the Royal Rumble. I'm going to give you five wrestlers to name.
What do you mean booking?
Like how they
book the storylines and stuff.
Mm. All right, I'm going to give you five guesses as to who won the Royal Rumble. And I'm pretty sure you'll probably get it right.
No, don't ask me these questions.
Just name
I don't handle well under pressure.
Yeah, name some wrestlers.
No more luck doors.
Name a wrestler.
Undertaker.
He didn't win. That's one.
Am I supposed to just name names?
Yeah, name it.
How are you expecting to know names? I thought you were asking me to name wrestlers. That's unfair. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
He didn't win either.
Okay, well, that doesn't help me.
All right, go ahead.
Shit. What about the John Cena guy?
No, he didn't win.
I don't know anything about wrestling.
But no, you have two more guesses.
You're doing a good job.
Yeah, you're pretty close. Names. Pretty close.
Yeah.
You're getting closer.
I don't know.
Come on.
Hulk Hogan?
No, close. You have the initials. He's missing one.
Triple H?
Yeah, there you go. He got it. In his fifth try. He beat the buzzer. He came in the clutch.
Wait, does he still wrestle? I thought he was like a.
That's what I'm saying.
Is he an admin?
See? Yeah, he wrestles like once a year now.
That just proved how bad the booking is. A guy who's never watched wrestling before but named five wrestlers off the top of his head can name who won the Royal Rumble and ask, wait, he still wrestles?
Last I saw him, he was wearing a suit that was way too tight for him.
Yeah,
he still does.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was in Blade Trinity.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, that's true.
Just randomly showed up like, what? What the hell?
The worst blade of all time.
With his partner, he ruined it.
Yeah. He didn't ruin it. Fucking Wesley Snipes was high the whole time they filmed it.
You know what it was? That we have Wesley Snipes to thank for Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
You know about this? Apparently, he was so taken with Ryan Reynolds' like quips that he just let him go wild with them. And so that's why that movie is literally one. It's like one never-ending quip by Ryan Reynolds. Like, he literally just
the ball just juggling Thundercunt and all that other stuff.
Over and over again. That's Wesley Snipes. He was so taken by it. He was so tickled.
You know why, right?
He was high.
Yeah, he was super stoned.
Was this before or after he was jailed for tax evasion?
Before he got jailed for tax evasion.
So he hadn't
gotten jailed yet.
Ryan Reynolds has played so many comic book characters.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous because that guy, because in Blade, he plays Hannibal King, who is actually a person in the Blade universe. But he's more kind of this frumpy detective type guy.
Okay, yeah.
And then he was also Green Lantern.
He was Green Lantern. And that was another bad movie.
Wade Wilson.
Wade Wilson.
Twice.
Twice, yeah. You know,
this one doesn't count. Two incarnations of Deadpool.
That doesn't
count.
Yeah. I love the fact that in their viral marketing, he references that movie.
Yeah.
He's like, I regret that.
Yeah, well, it's great.
Whoever's in charge of their viral marketing, by the way.
Oh, doing a great job.
Fucking fantastic. Yeah, I love that they keep playing it up as like a romantic comedy.
Yeah. The Valentine's Day one? Or he does a little...
Whoever made that billboard, fucking fantastic. Yeah.
The emoji one was good. The emoji one was awesome.
Poop skull. Fire.
So someone wrote, I can't wait to see Skull Poople. And then he retweeted, Skull Poople is going to be amazing.
Yeah, whoever's in charge of it. And that's what you call really getting into the spirit of it.
Yeah.
They started it back in October when he did the, it was him and a bunch of kids dressed up as the X-Men.
Yeah, they did that.
That was really funny. Yeah,
for Halloween.
Yeah, he taught him how to flip people off and shit.
Yeah, that's great.
It was fantastic.
I wonder whose parents are letting their kids do that.
Yeah, I don't know, but that guy was born to play that role.
Yeah, it's the perfect role for him.
It is, but he can't play anything else.
That's true.
But couldn't get him. Yeah. I couldn't get behind the Hal Jordan because I saw him too much as Ryan Reynolds. Like Hal Jordan, it can be humorous too, but it's like
yeah, but he's not like this. Like he doesn't. He's not like a shit talker.
No, he's much more of a cocky kind of. Like, I don't understand. Yeah,
but it's like, okay, him and Chris Evans are the quintessential comic book body type.
Yeah.
They look like comic book characters. And that's why they
always... By which you mean white.
Pretty much. Jock muscular, jock-looking, white, kind of that square jawed, you know. And then they also have kind of the voice and the kind of that personality for it.
Well, I mean, that's why, what's his name? Chris Evans has played...
He's Captain America.
He's also played Johnny Human Storm. Torch.
Yeah. And then he was also in The Losers.
He was also in Scott Pilgrim versus
Scott Pilgrim.
But he said the line Legless Pooch.
He was also in
Scott Pilgrim.
He's been in four comic book movies.
Yeah, he's just the quintessential kind of comic.
You guys remember where he got his start from?
Mm-hmm. Not Another Teen Movie?
Yep.
He was a little chubbier back then, I remember.
Oh, yeah, he was not Another Teen Movie.
He was the jock guy. Yeah, the jock guy.
Yeah, he was a star of that movie.
Someone told him to go blonde.
And I think from that movie, now he's starting in... Like in one of the most awaited movies.
Yeah, he's got the. He's.
He are you gonna watch? Like it. Are you gonna watch Civil War? Your boy.
I'm not quite sure.
Your boy's in it.
There's a moment where it looks like they're beating up Tony Stark, and I didn't like that.
It also looked like they beat up fucking War Machine too.
The War Machine's all messed up on the ground, and
Tony's like that so much. It's like, in what world does Captain America beat Tony Stark?
You know he's not gonna get. I mean,
do you think they're going to end it the way they end it in the comic books?
Where Captain America dies?
Well, spoiler alert, fucker.
Civil War has been out for like 10 years now.
If they do that, I'll watch it.
Fuck you.
I'll go to watch it just to see
Steve Rogers die.
They're not going to kill
him. I'm not sure. But okay, another spoiler alert. If you haven't read Civil War yet, you should definitely pick it up. But it's been a couple years now. So if you haven't, then you know that's on you.
Yeah, fuck you.
But
I didn't spoil anything.
In the actual comic book, Captain America does eventually beat Iron Man. Part of it has to do with the fact that I think it's part of the team. But then at the same time, it's like Iron Man... It's really weird because Captain America doesn't evolve or adapt or anything really. He's just a really strong guy. Whereas Iron Man has all these contingencies. I mean, the guy literally creates a Thor bot, comes down and kills Goliath on accident, you know. But he does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like he actually like.
Tony Stark goes crazy.
Yeah. Well, Stark has contingencies. Like he gives Spider-Man a new suit. And then when Spider-Man turncoats on him and goes over to Captain America's side, he has all these things that are... He basically sets up all these contingencies to his suit.
Tony Stark is Batman.
Yeah. All of his suits have these things that basically will fight other heroes or other allies.
V used his bullshit against me when we had our fucking Iron Man versus Batman debate.
He's Batman with a...
The drug problem. Drinking problem.
Substance abuse.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean... Who wants a perfect fucking... Well, I mean, Captain America is kind of that guy.
That's why I fucking want him to die!
No, my favorite...
So done with him!
My favorite little picture I've ever seen on the internet is like Iron Man and Batman fighting each other, throwing money at each other, and then Spider-Man's just broke. Like, I'm broken, sad, and fuck you, Spider-Man!
No, but Spider-Man is like the everyman. That's what makes Spider-Man such a compelling character. He's also the most vulnerable of the superheroes.
Good, I want to squash his ass like a little
bug. What happens when his identity is revealed, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like he is literally, the only thing that's keeping him safe is that mask.
Good. That's fucking
for all his power, that's the only thing keeping him safe. Unlike everybody else.
You know what's keeping him safe? He's in a fucking city with a bunch of skyscrapers. Try using that web-slinging shit at a farm, you fucking bitch. You suck.
like doesn't work in Orange County. Right? Yeah. Yeah. He can't web slip. Like, he makes it past the town center, and then he's like, shit. He's just gonna leg it.
Yeah, he's a fucking metropolitan hero, bro. He sucks dick.
But in, like, if you think about it, fuck you, the metropolitan Spider-Man. Hero. They're all in New York.
I know.
Really. You would like suit. There's fucking Spider-Man. There's the Avengers. There's Doctor Strange. They're all in that one little area. And you would think that every once in a while they'd coordinate. They'd be like, hey, you know what? I got this bankroll.
You know why they're? You know why they're all in New York?
Why?
Because Ellis Island's in New York. That's where refugees come from.
So they got to protect from the refugees? Mm-hmm,
that's what it is.
Fuck you.
I'm just saying, bro.
Fuck you.
I'm using my mind and I'm making sense of the situation.
I'm just saying. God, shut the fuck up. If you think about it.
They're patriots. They're protecting us from refugees.
If you think about it, at the end of the day, the idea of all superheroes being in New York, it's kind of stupid.
Yeah, because you would think that they're like New York would be the safest city ever if they were all there.
Like, no one will ever mess with New York. Like, if there's the Avengers, there's Spider-Man, there's like all these people. Like, let's just not mess with them.
The East Coast in general, though, that's like where all the superheroes are.
The worst part about the entire thing is that they never actually work together. Like, the idea is, like, the Avengers deal with, like, world threats, cosmic threats. But whenever there is a cosmic threat, they're never fucking around.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't quite understand it.
Right. And then the X-Men are in upstate New York.
They're in upstate New York. Yeah.
Although, no, they're in San Francisco. Well, they moved to San Francisco. Because
also, more refugees coming in from San Francisco now, huh? Afghan refugees are in San Francisco. I see what the fucking Marvel writers are doing. You sneaky fucks. I get you. They don't like Muslims. I see it.
They're actually one of the few areas of entertainment where Muslims are superheroes,
but
asshole.
They're
like, I can't think of too many Muslim villains, but there are Muslim superheroes.
They're protecting us from the seas of New York, where Ellis Island is, and San Francisco, where all the Afghan refugees live.
I'm just saying that I never quite understood the fact that these teams never coordinate particularly well.
Yeah, they don't. No. Although a lot of the times too, it's like they kind of don't like each other most of the time.
Yeah, that's true too.
They begrudgingly work with one another, but a lot of times they really don't like each other.
Call one another up when there's a kind of a big deal. It's like, all right,
yeah.
This might need the Avengers.
It was interesting that you brought that up, because I was just rereading through some of my favorite X-Men comics, and one of them is the birth of Hope. Hope Summers.
Oh, yeah,
or
yeah,
Hope. Yeah.
Hope Summers?
Well, it's like, I don't know if her last name is Summers. I think they just call her Hope. But like, essentially you go Messiah Complex, Messiah War, and then Second Coming, which is
to be the mutant Messiah.
Yeah, so basically after M-Day, she's the only mutant that gets born. Mm-hmm. You know, of the 188.
She's super powerful.
Yeah, and then like the Purifiers and Bastion and all them try to go and kill this baby, and it's up to X-Force to
Sebastian?
Bastion.
Oh.
Bastion. It's up to X-Force to protect her, and then Cable brings her into the future and all this shit happens. But essentially, there's a point where Bastion attacks San Francisco, Astro M. What he does is he takes out all the teleporters, and then he destroys all their transportation, and he covers San Francisco in a giant like bubble that's impenetrable, impregnable, and he starts sending Nimrod Sentinels through a portal in there, right?
The worst of the seven.
Yeah, exactly. And like it's like there's like hundreds of thousands of them that are getting.
Is it the one where Magneto rips the ground?
Yeah, because they're living technically on, and they're living on Asteroid M that's in San Francisco. So he literally comprised most of the island of iron and other things. So it's him. Like, he's like half dead most of the time, but he comes up and he just destroys a bunch of Nimrods at once because he basically impales all of them. He's like the most useful mutant in that whole battle because he's able to kill like five at once.
Yeah, it's always interesting that the way the mutants work, right?
Yeah.
It's like the most powerful ones aren't always the most useful.
Yeah.
Like I've always been frustrated with the way Storm's depicted, right? If you think about it, she's literally the most useful mutant.
Yeah.
She controls the weather. That doesn't just mean she creates like, oh, you know, we're going to have a little bit of rainstorm today. She can float things. She can electrocute things. Like, there's very few things in the world that are not vulnerable
to her.
She
can seamlessly go from a Jamaican accent to speaking normal English.
She also has the ability to create extreme pain. What she does is she controls the air pressure in your ear. It's like there's a lot of power to this woman, right? She can tornado your ass. She can do all this
stuff. And she's black.
But like she always gets like knocked out within the first fight. Like, well, someone punches her. And she's like, oh.
They do that in a lot because it's like they give a lot of these mutants way too much power. Yeah. So they have to like.
Same thing
take
with the psionics,
out.
Right? Yeah. Like all the size, you would think that they'd be really useful. Like Emma Frost technically could knock everyone out the second she walks into a room.
Yeah. Same with Xavier. He just kill commands people, right? Yeah. But,
But they never, you never see that. What happens? They always get knocked down. So, like, you're left with fucking the one dude with knives in his hands running at people. He's literally, like, he's got to have the single worst offensive power of all time. It's literally, like, crazy wife syndrome. He runs at you with knives, and that's it.
So, basically, what happens in this orb is that...
No one's going to call me out in that misogynistic statement. Shame on you. That was a test. You both fail.
Well, you interrupted me during my story.
I hate both of you. Go on.
So, Storm, actually, her powers don't work in the orb. She can't control the rain or anything. Okay. She can only control lightning.
Okay.
And in this situation, the Nimrods are coming, and they break Colossus's arm.
Oh.
Fuck him up really badly, right? And they're starting to mess everyone up. They're destroying all of Asteroid M.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much what happens is, on the outside of the bubble, the Avengers and the Fantastic Four actually show up when they hear about what's going on, and they try to break through the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
They're completely useless, though.
Naturally.
Like, it's literally Thing and Thor hitting at this bubble and trying to get rid of it, trying to break it. And they're like, after a day, they like get through like 13% of it or some shit. Like, Reed Richards just sitting there with his fucking binoculars. All like
there's another useless out. Fucking.
He's all like, "You only got the 13%," and then they show this like things like his knuckles are all bruised up and they're all like broken into the flesh and everything.
Thing gets his ass kicked by the Hulk, if I remember correctly, too. Right?
He does. Yeah. He does. Actually, there was an old comic in the 90s where it was the new Fantastic Four versus the old Fantastic Four, and the new one was like Wolverine, Hulk, and I don't know who the other two were, but they actually fought one another. And the new Fantastic Four beat him.
Mm.
Yeah. So, and that was always
the Wolverine's in like everything.
He's
an Avenger. He's an X-Men.
Well, that's the thing. Like Beast is too. They put Beast is also an Avenger. Also,
if you've got a cosmic world threat, why are you gonna put
the knife guy?
The knife guy in it.
Yeah. You know what it is? Because basically none of the heroes actually want to kill anybody, and Wolverine's okay with it. So
everyone wants to read about Wolverine.
Yeah.
So like, if we put Wolverine in this, they'll pick up this comic series.
He's got a beard, bro. People like beards.
People read a comic series because he's in it. That's the point, right? It's a strategic thing. If you think about it, there's literally no logic to putting him in the Avengers. You got a guy with a super... I mean, then again, there's more logic of putting him than there is fucking Hawkeye.
He can't die.
And Black Widow.
He can't die.
Fuck Hawkeye. That shit's just... Like, get out of here, Robin Hood.
Leave Legolas alone.
Go play with your bow and arrow.
Leave the chick from the Hunger Games alone.
Katniss, what are you doing here?
Deadpool makes fun of him. He starts calling him all sorts of stuff. He starts calling him Legolas. He's like, wait, you've probably heard that one before. How about the girl from the Hunger Games?
Where is this in?
It was in one of the Deadpool comics. He's just making fun of Hawkeye.
Yeah, he does. It's weird, too, because every time him and Spider-Man... like end up working together, Deadpool always has him wearing a dress. Like there's like certain comics where it's like he's like wearing like a maid outfit for some reason whenever Spider-Man shows up.
He likes Spider-Man, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
I was watching the cartoon Deadpool. Was that with you? We're watching the new Avengers cartoon.
Oh yeah, we were.
With Spider-Man and Deadpool.
Why? The Jewish brother of Spider-Man.
Yeah. And then Spider-Man said, "There's gonna be booby traps." And then Deadpool starts laughing. Hee hee. You said traps. Instead of booby, because it's a kid's show.
Yeah.
You know, because he couldn't say it. He also said, you use the K word? We're going to unalive him, not kill him. it's a kid's show. I like it. Deadpool's
good. He's always kind of a fun little addition to things.
Yeah, but see, like, Deadpool is another one of those people that, you know, superpower wise. I mean, I get it. You can't die. Yeah, I got it, right? But at the end of the day, he's just an assassin, right?
Yeah.
So, like, they up these guys, like Wolverine, Deadpool. But then the people with like actual like world changing powers. Seriously, Xavier, dude's in a wheelchair. He could technically kill you with a thought.
You know what he did, right? There's a deleted scene in X-Men First Class when they go to see what's the stripper's name? The stripper played by Angel. Zoe Kravitz. Angel. That's not Angel.
They call her Angel, didn't they?
No. I don't know. Anyway. I'm not sure. I forgot her name. But when they go meet up with
might be actually, yeah.
Yeah, they call her Angel. Yeah.
Oh. When they go meet up with her,
she's not the other Angel, the Winged. Yeah, yeah. With the color,
she's
Angel.
Not like Warren. You're not Warren Worthington the third. No, the girl, this is Angel. The girl. Yeah.
Okay. Well, when they go and meet her at the strip club, in a deleted scene, instead of seeing Xavier and fucking Magneto there just like chilling, he actually made her see fucking Magneto in women's lingerie as he's sitting down like paying her. Like, that's the kind of shit he does without like anyone notice, having to notice. Like, he's just fucking with your head.
Well, yeah. I mean, one of the themes of the X-Men series is that
you find out that it originally was established that you had an MLK figure versus a Malcolm X figure, mm-hmm. right? But as it goes on, it becomes more and more nuanced. And the MLK figure, which is Xavier, you find out is actually quite dangerous in his own way. He's very Machiavellian. The thing is that he has the capacity to be like Magneto, but he chooses not to be. But even in him choosing to do good, he does quite a bit of harm. That's the big falling out between him and Scott comes over stuff like this.
Yeah.
Is that he ends up, he does things that are openly manipulative. Like he regularly erases people's memories just to get them to do what he wants.
Yeah.
He plays with people. And this is the dilemma of the psionic, right? Of the Psy mutants.
Mm-hmm.
Is that that's just how they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That's their ability, right? It's the most morally ambiguous.
It's completely of all the manipulative. Powers.
Yeah, because it's all manipulation.
He also does this thing where he leaves his brother Havok in space, like abandoned.
Yeah.
And he's really pissed off. But it's really weird, though, because Cyclops also marries Emma Frost, which is like another really powerful.
Yeah. And then they eventually.
And she's about her Machiavellian. Yeah.
And they actually they catch Xavier off guard at one point because she's not as powerful as him.
Mm-hmm.
But he tries to enter into Scott's mind,
mm-hmm.
but Emma's waiting in his mind, and they end up like forcing Xavier to see his actions. So Xavier does a lot of fucked up things,
yeah.
But it's not because he's a fucked up character. It goes to the nature of that power, right? They really explore the idea that to be a psionic is morally ambiguous, more so than any other power. The weather, not so much. You can use it for good, right? Mm-hmm. Magneto, his power can be used for good. But anything a psionic does is naturally manipulation.
It's intrusion. It's complete intrusion into someone's mind.
You enter in someone's mind. Like, for example, the Wolverine. Wolverine was sent as an assassin to kill Xavier. Xavier wipes his mind and then plays this game of, I'll help you recover your memories.
Mm-hmm.
Right, this entire time, while embedding in him a command to be loyal to Xavier, that's a really fucking manipulative thing to do to someone.
Yeah,
right. So that there's something quite fascinating about that figure of Charles Xavier. Not just that he can make people appear in lingerie, but ultimately that everything he does is some form of really fucked up manipulation.
I think your bitch ass would do some shit like that.
No, I don't know. I'm not a naturally manipulative person.
Shut but
I'm just
bitch
saying.
Ass,
but like, if you are a psychic or a psionic, you would be that way.
Bro,
even if you're
you.
Good.
That would be you all day long. You'd fuck with everyone just for the sake of entertaining
I
yourself.
Have never fucked with someone for the. Yeah, okay. That's not.
Yeah.
I couldn't finish that sentence.
You couldn't finish
but
that sentence.
But I actually hold myself to really high moral standards.
Shut up, man. I know what you did to your last manager just as a fucking. To fuck around. And he was a nice guy. He said nothing but great things about you when I brought you up when I met him at a meeting. I was like, hey.
Do you think that I'm going to feel bad for the shit that I did? Of course not.
No.
I feel like, perfectly. I feel justified in my
you
actions.
You did it all for entertainment.
For the record, I didn't do anything overly. Like, I didn't make him think he was like. Molested as a child.
No. But you fucked with him.
I did harmless pranks.
You could have fucking. He could have shit himself. That's not harmless.
No, I know exactly what I'm doing when I put a diuretic in someone's food. I'm an expert herbalist.
That is not.
Let's clarify for the record what I did so the people don't think I killed somebody.
You didn't kill him.
What I did is I did two public pranks and I did two private pranks. The public prank was that I filled the bathroom up with toilet paper, or not with toilet paper, with balloons to the top. I spent literally 8 hours doing that. Nothing better to do.
Uh-huh.
And then I also brought a cake that said, fuck Verizon.
Fuck Horizon.
Verizon. Uh-huh. I don't work for them. Oh. Is that my problem? Fuck them.
This is why you were written up.
Fuck you, boy! A verbal doesn't count. So anyways, and then I did two private ones. I put a stink bomb, Vandal Root, in my manager's office so that he could never find what the source of that smell was, but it would forever be really bad. It was hidden behind his... award, by the way.
Yeah.
Dick. And then I put a diuretic in his energy drink.
See? That's not funny. It's fucking jacked up.
For the record.
Well, yeah, it's like if he was starting to explode from the bottom end, he couldn't go to the bathroom because all the balloons.
That was the whole point was that he would. I had timed it. I'm very good at what I do. Yeah. I know what I'm doing. First of all, it's his fault for not realizing that his empty can of energy drink suddenly became half full again. I'm just saying, if he was observant, this wouldn't be a problem.
Wait, you put more Red Bull in the Red Bull?
Yeah, no, I just put more of the diuretic in the Red Bull. It wasn't a Red Bull. It was a Monster, by the way.
Oh.
It was a Monster, and I had help, accomplices who kept a lookout while I did it.
Who did it? Elliot, that bitch ass.
No, two girls. Oh. So they loved me, so they watched out. Uh-huh. So I put it in his drink. I timed it so that it would kick in the next morning, so that when he opened the store,
mm-hmm.
he'd go straight to the bathroom, and he did. and he nearly broke his neck because of the balloons. So I got a text message.
So yeah, they were harmless. He nearly broke his neck, but it was harmless.
He didn't actually fall. He's exaggerating. But I did get a text message at 8 in the morning. You son of a bitch. I really needed to use the bathroom. It took me 20 minutes to clear out the balloons.
You're dick.
It was a good. He still doesn't know. To this
day. I wanted to tell him so bad.
No. That's a secret.
I won't tell him.
All he knows is I did the balloon thing.
And he knows about the cake.
And he knows the cake, obviously, and the balloon thing.
Yeah.
But it just adds an element of what I like to call juicy flavor to the prank.
You're a terrible person.
See, but it's not overly manipulative.
No, that's not manipulative, but you would manipulate people.
I don't, and I'm not a chess, I don't play chess with people's lives.
Bro, I could. My coworker told me that you try to analyze him for a year straight so you could find out his weaknesses. And when he wouldn't tell you, you said, damn it, tell me so I could know your weaknesses and use them against you. Andrew!
I know all his weaknesses.
He says you don't know nothing.
I know. Man, I could make him cry in 2 minutes. 2 minutes tops.
Didn't you convince someone that Muslims don't eat pork because they worship a pig god?
Okay, let's clarify these because you're making me sound like Xavier on a power trip. For the record, he was a misogynistic piece of shit.
So it makes it okay.
Yes, it was. Because he was asking me for how he can hook up with Muslim women. Mm. Right? So he wanted me to give him like techniques of getting into hijabi panties or something. I don't know, right? Lord. So I, being the naturally
manipulative bastard that you are,
the holy
it's a trickster white knight, I think.
I was like, I had to protect these women.
Gonna protect the
from
women.
This man. For the record, this is also a guy who slept with some girl who was likely underage at one point. So I mean, I'm not 100% sure. I'm just assuming he did, but that's how I justify it. Because he was an asshole.
Hey, Xavier justifies what he does.
For the record, he was a nice guy to me. He just the way he treated women wasn't right.
Oh,
right. Yeah. So I told him I spent a good day giving him a lecture on Muslims worshiping the pig gods and six hidden gods, and told him all sorts of like pickup lines that ended up him getting slapped at the bar. God, that is my powers used for good.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, that's true. Is it?
I thought it was great.
I thought, thank you, babe. So thank it's for you. Entertainment.
Thank you. Fuck you, threat level Brown.
Hey, look. I like that, by the way. But look, I'm not saying you would be like a bad guy and you'd make people like kill each other for fun.
I'm not naturally manipulative, but I will do what I have to do
for entertainment.
Protect people.
You would do it for entertainment.
I didn't do it for entertainment. I mean, I surely gained a lot of pleasure from this, but it was for protection of the fairer sex who were quite vulnerable.
It's for entertainment purposes. You wanted to hear how he got slapped at the bar for hitting on a Muslim woman. It's like, I
saved someone from an STD that night. I'm a hero. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's true. It's always the ones who don't look for recognition.
I may not be the hero that they needed or want. What is the line?
Wanted.
Yeah.
But I am the hero.
That they needed?
That they needed.
You're just a horrible person.
I'm just saying.
So, incidentally, how many dildos would you send to Oregon?
A lot.
Yeah?
I actually think we should do it.
Like, would you cover
it? About it?
I mean, it would be kind of pointless at this point.
Now they're gone.
Now, like, yeah. And one of them's dead. It's like someone's dead.
Our package arrived. It's
like these poor guys in the wildlife thing are just like, what the fuck? Like,
what the hell is this for? People were sending dildos.
Oh, I love
it. Bags of dicks.
Yeah. Did you watch the John Ritzheimer video?
Yeah, he was really angry.
Oh, my God. He was holding this, like, double-headed dildo thing. It was like
he was angry
really
that
long.
People weren't, flocking to his cause. But they were angry that rather than, like, send food supplies and shit, they were sending dildos.
They sent him gummy dicks.
Who was the guy that sent him, like, how many gallons of lube?
The guy, who was it?
The comedian.
Cards Against Humanity.
The guy who created Cards Against Humanity sent him 50 gallons of lube.
Cost him what?
$7,000. Or $1,700. $1,700.
Yeah. He sent him, like, 50 gallons of lube. Yeah. Like, that's lube for a lifetime.
Mm.
I mean, unless I don't know what you're into.
That's a weekend for me.
What are you, slip and slide? Like, what exactly are you using that lube for?
For lube wrestling.
50 gallons.
Yeah, it's wrestling.
Do you know how much 50 gallons is?
I don't know.
It's a lot of fucking lube.
Can I fit up a kiddie pool with it?
Yeah.
And wrestle women?
A lot more than a kiddie pool with 50 gallons of lube.
Rhino butthole. Like, what exactly are you using that much
lube for? It's for fucking oil wrestling, bro. With the white women. They like that shit.
It's not oil wrestling at that point. It's lube wrestling.
You know what I mean.
With the white women?
The white women.
Okay, first of all, that's racist and misogynistic.
Yeah, when you put the in front of anything.
You can't be racist against white people.
White women.
That can be sexist.
I said you're misogynistic.
It was sexist, but it wasn't racist.
What you are?
Fuck you. Whatever.
So what happened to the Oregon people? So everyone who knows, there was a militia that started at the beginning of January.
January 2nd.
Literally, like the hashtag first dumb act of 2016.
Yeah. Right?
Took over a wildlife reserve up in Oregon.
Yep.
Basically, it's this empty little portable. It's a federal building. They took it over and they said they were starting their occupation and that they refused to leave. And then, so it's been 3 weeks now, or 4 weeks. But they finally, shit got real.
Tonight.
So what happened?
As we're recording. So they don't want to say who shot first. But shots were fired. Mm-hmm. Many were injured. Mm-hmm. Five were arrested.
Yeah. And one was killed.
Including Eamon Bundy.
Who's the leader. His brother Ryan
got arrested. They didn't mention John Reitzheimer.
The five that got arrested.
I would think that he'd be arrested. I hope he got arrested.
No. Well, the five who got arrested were these people. It was Eamon Bundy, his brother Ryan Bundy, Brian Cavalier, Shauna Cox, and Ryan Whalen Payne.
Mm.
That's a weird name. Ryan Whalen
Payne. And they all came from like Nevada.
Just random places. Because the Bundys are from Nevada, no?
Yeah.
That's where
Clinton is. Yeah, that's from. Where the ranch is.
I'm actually more curious about Bundy John Reitzheimer. He was there. Why didn't he get arrested?
He's from Arizona.
At the end of the day, right, the guy doesn't want
he's the one that got shot.
Yeah.
No, they didn't say who got killed.
We don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it could be him.
I hope it's not an agent, right? I just hope it's not an agent.
Mm. No, did they say if it was one of the people?
It was one of their peeps.
Perfect.
And one is injured.
I think at the end of the day, though,
arrested is injured.
Reitzheimer does a wonderful job of bringing bigots together, and he does a wonderful job of making sure they're armed.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he sits there and he yells and talks about standing up and putting his life on the line. But, you know, what has he really done to actually prove that he would
Portuguese,
put his life on the line?
In Portuguese, they say, Otario, Otario.
What does that mean?
It means pussy.
I don't think that's what it means. Is that what it means?
That means what it means. Vagina.
I haven't heard that word before, and I know Portuguese.
It's Otario.
A little bit of it.
I don't know. I heard Conor McGregor called Jose Aldo that. So.
Yeah, I think
and he said it meant pussy.
Probably making it up.
Whatever. That's what he is.
So they officially finally did it. Yeah. The FBI and Oregon Sheriff's Department. I don't know what they're called.
Police enforcement. Yeah.
But it's like it took them 3 weeks to finally act on this shit.
Because the fucking governor was getting annoyed after a while.
Yeah, they were also doing like damage to fucking artifacts.
They were destroying security cameras, and they had broken into the computers. And
okay, this is the media. Like when they mean broken into the community, they posted a Facebook status from the federal government's computer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure you're not breaking into federal records. First of all, federal records at a wildlife preserve. Like what exactly, what information, what classified information are they gaining access to?
Indigenous animals and fucking whatever.
You mean indigenous animals?
I don't know. I meant to say fucking like
indigenous people?
No, what's the fucking word for
endangered?
Endangered.
Holy Christ.
Yeah.
Holy Christ.
I've had a lot of
endangered became indigenous.
I was thinking of
like what did you think they imported pandas to the wildlife preserve? Exactly.
Doesn't indigenous mean from there originally?
Yeah.
So maybe I was correct in that assumption.
No, you were trying to say endangered.
I was, but indigenous works.
Wow.
It works. All right.
Woo.
Indigenous. There's an animal that's from Oregon.
Threat level brown is threat level dumb is what it is.
It looks like okay, so I'm reading Daily Mail right now.
Yeah.
It says that Ryan Bundy was the one that was wounded, and then one of the militiamen were killed.
Yeah. Mm.
And it happened during a traffic stop that escalated into a shootout.
Oh, so they were off of the preserve.
Yeah, they were off the preserve. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're off the reserve.
The reserve, yeah.
That's why they got them.
So they didn't actually attack this. So maybe John Reitzheimer is still in the wildlife reserve.
Yeah, just chilling there, just eating chilling. His bag of dicks.
He's eating his bag of dicks and lost five of his men.
Yeah. I would pay to see a video of him just eating those gummy dicks. Like
at one point they're gonna get hungry.
Hey, America. Let me rip the balls off to pretend it's something else.
I'm a patriot.
It's a banana now.
It's a banana. It's a banana and a blueberry.
It's a banana and some oranges.
angry at the world.
Yeah. So they were driving to a looks like a brothel. Just like it was. A kind of a community meeting of some sort,
so
and they got stopped by traffic cops, and then something happened, and now one someone of the militia are dead.
Them motherfuckers popped off.
But this is the thing, though. Like, right, the militia thinks that they're justified in at firing at law enforcement, right? We saw this with the Clive and Bundy case, right? The Clive and Bundy's people pointed guns at federal agents.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you can't – in America, you can't be black and have an Arizona iced tea in your hand, much less think that you have the right to point a gun at somebody.
This here my land, boy. You better get off. I don't care what
government. But I mean, the fact that they think that they can do that, right? Like, they're not like, oh, we're gonna fight the system legally. They think that their legal right is to shoot back, right, or to shoot at cops.
Shoot first, ask questions last,
and they get stopped at a traffic stop.
Yeah,
it's interesting that they haven't actually tried to take on the reserve itself.
Yeah.
Right. Because there was a coordinated effort, though, according to the news. Maybe it's changed now, but when I read it, they said that it was the FBI and law enforcement were working together in this case to do something. This was an action taken by them. So I don't know. Maybe that they knew they stopped him at the traffic deliberately or what was going on. But the idea that the militia thinks that they can fight.
Yeah. How fucked up would it be, though, if it was like, the one person that died was just like some unarmed black guy on a bike that was just like riding by or something. Be like, yeah, shootout between.
Just some guy riding his bike.
Yeah.
The reality is they weren't actually shooting at each other. Yeah. I was there. They were shooting at me, but they kept missing. Because Lord knows the cops don't like to shoot white people. Yeah. But I was there, so they fired at me. They saw this brown man. They're like, terrorist! Never mind the armed militia behind me. I was the terrorist walking around in my cardigan and scarf. So they fired on me and missed, and they hit one of the Bundys.
Yes, because you are responsible for that. I blame Islam for all this.
I blame Islam for everything.
Yeah. The snowstorm, too.
So there's some guy who tweeted, like, you know, while I condemn the snowstorm in the East Coast, I just want to say that Islam had nothing to do with it. It's sad. I think people would have... It's Allah who's doing this! He's trying to do a jihad on our roads and our working environment.
Snow jihad.
ISIS. They've planted the seeds.
They're causing the snow.
Yeah, they're causing the snow. There's no such thing as global warming.
Fucking weather machine. They have a weather machine.
Oh, man.
They have an X-Men. They have Storm. Oh, she's black.
You can't trust her. She's from Africa. Yeah. She's Boko Haram.
Although, I mean, she did marry Black Panther.
Let's just slip that in.
Yeah, we're going to hell.
We are really going to hell. Definitely. I'm really interested to see what's going to happen to the rest of the militia, though, right? It's like at this point in time, they got five of them. There's what, like three more left? I'm pretty sure you can storm the reserve. The real question I have is, like, as armed as they are, at what point do the cops go, okay, let's just deal with this.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Let's get it out of the way. Either let's open up communications, right?
Yeah.
But this whole, like, let's ignore them.
They didn't ignore them. The sheriff went over there and shook their hand.
That annoys me. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Something should have been done already.
Well, what's crazy is that it kind of worked and it kind of didn't because it just really cheapened their cause.
It did.
But at the same time, it's like, you're just like, these people have been here for almost a month now. And nothing has happened. And a guy, you know, like a kid can be playing with a toy gun and be dead by the next day.
You know what would have resolved this issue like immediately is sprinkle bombs, glitter bombs.
Oh, glitter bombing.
Instantaneous results, I think.
Glitter bomb?
Glitter bombing.
Like throwing actual glitter at them?
No, you don't know what a glitter bomb is?
No.
That's one way of doing it is like we could throw glitter at people. But glitter bombing is like you actually open up a package and... Glitter goes everywhere.
Yeah.
You can
buy that online now.
I was going to prank you with that, by the way. Now I've given it away for April Fools, but oh well.
Fuck you, man. Yeah.
Just thought, oh well.
And I got it all in my beard.
I'll just come up with something more creative, but that's a way of glitter.
Stop pranking me, son of a bitch. Get him.
I will.
You've already fucking pranked me.
I can't do it now. He lives in a location that involved collateral damage.
And I don't?
Yeah, but I don't care about your collateral damage.
Fuck you. Why is my collateral damage less important?
Because you're family.
I hate your family.
Fuck you. You are my family.
I know.
That's why you hate us. Because you're part of it. No. I'd hate you too if I was you.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd love myself.
Yeah, clearly.
That's why I fuck with everyone else.
You son of a bitch.
I've always relied on the fact that you didn't want to drive to my apartment to do anything. So it was nice.
No, I was going to glitter bomb you for April Fool's. I was going to send you a package. And when you open it up,
could you have at least done it at work?
This is all over your beard.
So we're calico.
Getting on your hand.
I didn't have to clean it.
Just fuck with you left and right. Oh, maybe I'll glitter bomb Bowie.
Yeah, do that.
I'll send it to Bowie.
Yeah, do that, do that.
You'd be like, this is for the verbal piece of shit. You shouldn't have reminded Diz.
Yes, do
I
it.
I could have. Ignorance is bliss. Now you're in trouble.
I'm going to let him know you're mad at him.
War.
Okay, so glitter bomb them.
Glitter bomb them or a gay pride parade. Right through the preserve. The reserve. I'm telling you. Use the 50 gallons of lube for that.
What if they have it, like, yeah,
instantly go?
What if they celebrated Carnival at the wildlife reserve with all like the plumage and everything?
That's
and,
what
like,
I'm telling you, man. Yeah. These are people who can't handle their masculinity is so fragile, right? That any depiction.
Wasn't there like a Cold War tactic where like they were playing like really shitty music to like piss people off?
Yeah, that's a basic psychological warfare. It's not just Cold War. You do that. They've done it in every war with it.
So what they should have done was just like
they did this. They did that in Stalingrad too.
They should have just projected like gay pornography like at the preserve.
That's a good one.
And just had speakers blasting
like nonstop gay porn.
Yeah. And then make like Ritzheimer want to bang Bundy or something, you know? And then they'd hate themselves and kill each other.
What?
Wow.
That escalated fast.
Well, they have secret homosexual tendencies, clearly.
Well, I don't know about secret homosexual, but there is all sorts of homoeroticism. Did you see that one? There's someone on Twitter that was writing like gay fan fiction about them. Oh. To mess with it. It was really funny. Go look it up. It's really great.
It's horrible. And
check it out. Yeah.
That's so bad.
I hadn't seen Paul and his beer belly in ages.
Did you
his cold, hard steel gun was poking out. It was really great. You guys really need to look it up.
Wait, hold on.
You guys look it up. It's called gay fan fiction.
Did you Google religion. This? You Googled gay fan fiction?
No, it was on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
I didn't Google anything. I was on Twitter. I saw it on Twitter. I was reading someone's timeline of it. It was absolutely hilarious.
I was wondering how Ali got a hold of this. Like, what the hell are you Googling that gay Oregon
Google
fan
is very
fiction
pure.
Comes up?
It's like, if you actually looked at the last 100 Google searches I've had.
I don't want to do that because I feel like I'd be like disappointed.
Why? Because there's no porn?
No, not that. I would be disappointed if I found porn.
There literally isn't any porn.
No, I think I'd be disappointed because I wouldn't see enough like Google searches for how to control the world. How to make someone's...
Why would I have I do have a folder, by the way, that says world domination. It's just pictures.
Of course.
Yeah.
Honestly, though,
control tactics.
Okay, let's face
Jedi mind control.
You think I learned that from Google? What type of villain do you think I am? Is there a DIY villain story?
Seriously, that's some Kylo Ren shit right there.
Seriously, yeah. Give me more. I'm actually disappointed you don't give me more credit.
No, I don't want to give you
credit. Okay, so like my last, besides Facebook, so let's go back with Facebook.
You Googled Facebook?
No, I didn't Google. I'm looking at my history, asshole.
Oh, you can't do that with my stuff. I'm always on incognito mode.
So here we go.
24/7 incognito mode.
What we know about the charges against pro-life camera activists. Female drone operators.
What? Sounds like something I'd Google.
No, it's an article. Female drone operators about like drone warfare.
Yeah.
I'm writing a gendered article about this. Really good. Hassan Rouhani.
Trump's president of Iran?
Yeah. Trump says he won't participate in the Google debate.
Uh-huh.
Twitter, John Reitzheimer. Browse open recruitments, UCI.
Oh.
Multiple tenured positions.
You know what's meant? Okay, if an
history 70-30 religions, Gospel of Jesus in Jerusalem, First and Second Maccabees,
what?
Two Kings. This I'm teaching a class on
the Bible.
On the Bible. So
here's the thing, Ali.
Did you quote 2 Corinthians?
No. I have 2 Maccabees.
If the NSA were to look at mine or Diz's Google searches and then look at yours,
they'd be more offended by mine.
They'd be more offended by yours than they would be by mine or Diz's.
There's literally no porn on here. There's a Huffington Post. Pakistan is one
liberal
huge
trash.
Trumpistan. Literally, just review Peter Bergen's United States of Jihad surveys homegrown terrorism.
Yeah, you see now that
Chase Online.
See, mine's terrible. It's like
UCI Department News.
My last Google search was why is poop green? I don't know.
Proselyte. Septuagint.
You know, it was really funny because I was talking to
that's old, literally all my searches.
There was an old coworker of mine and he was talking about his wife, how his wife found his Pornhub search.
Oh god.
And he's all like
Pornhub is the one you like, right?
I like X videos now.
Okay, whatever.
Either way, it's my coworker Brandon, and he's just like
you have to give his name out, you son of a bitch.
You did not even bother with anonymous.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's plenty of Brandons out there. Anyway, it's really funny because telling me the story is like, yeah, my wife found my search on Pornhub and she started making fun of me for it. And she started like kind of yelling at me, like not like really upset.
So she's cool like, with it.
Like, I saw you look up screaming orgasm on Pornhub. And then he went into this whole 45-minute thing explaining why it's like, at least it's not like the weird shit. And why it should be okay. It's like, it's not like I'm looking up like midget porn or something fucked up.
What's wrong with midget porn, bro?
Screaming orgasm. But like, Brandon, his whole thing was like...
What is it? Was his wife taking it well?
Yeah. No, his wife ended up taking it well. But like, basically what ended up happening is he... try to redirect the conversation into at least he wasn't looking up fucked up stuff as opposed to him actually being on board. What type of world do we live
in that my searches are considered threat level brown and your searches are considered, that's okay. That's justifiable.
Yeah. What? It's very justifiable to search why your poop is green. All right.
You
need
a health thing.
It's a health thing. I need to know what I was eating.
How do I look up Google searches specifically? Do I go to Google?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Just search your history on Google.
I went to Google. Do I hit the down arrow? No, it doesn't do anything.
I don't know, man.
No, it just brings up the automated stuff.
Yeah. Let's see. I Googled, why is poop green? I Googled AJ Styles.
Who's that?
The wrestler.
The wrestler he debuted.
You don't Google porn. Right?
I don't Google porn. The fuck? I just go to the website.
And really? Yeah, you really don't need to.
And then my last like porn searches are like fucking.
I don't need to know.
Francesca James.
She's Hummus?
James. 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 She's Colombian. I looked her up. She's got really big boobs.
Diz.
What?
We do not need
to. And then TMI. That, Bridget the Midget.
TMI. Oh, for fuck's sake, Diz.
Diz.
You're doomed to hell.
Backroom casting.
Not even Jesus. Not even. Not, I don't know what that means, but not even Jesus can save you at this point in time. Not even Jesus could save you.
Exploited college girls.
Shame on you.
That's a
not website. Only do you watch porn, but you go to like the extremely misogynistic.
It's not extremely
misogynistic. It's got the word exploited in it. It's literally the definition of misogyny.
It's porn stars.
It's patriarchy at its worst.
It's porn stars pretending to be amateurs and seeing what they would do to get into the business.
It's terrible.
It's pro amateurs. It's
patriarchy.
Isn't porn patriarchy?
Yeah, it is patriarchy. Yeah,
absolutely.
So I have a colleague that says he's trying to disable that.
What? Porn being?
Yeah, he's saying that it's actually more complicated. It's a constructed male gaze, but in reality, it's. No, it's not.
Yeah.
That's his. I don't know. I think that's his thesis.
We can do a whole episode on the porn industry and.
Did you see that Rashida Jones documentary on this?
On porn?
Yeah.
About the amateur thing you said, yeah.
No, what Netflix. What is it called?
I don't know.
I'll look it up.
Rashida Jones something.
Porn.
Talk about it.
I've searched up Rashida Jones porn before. There was nothing there.
Although there's a really, I mean, that with the girl Stoya and her boyfriend James Dean about rape culture. And how people reacted to it. Like, there's a whole another level that we can talk about for an hour just about that.
I mean, I'm totally okay with that. You know, I love conversations about porn. It's my favorite pastime.
We could easily do a conversation about it, but you know I'm going to make it academic, right?
God damn it. You always try to fucking ruin things for me.
It's just like I have nothing to talk about.
Can you really talk about porn for a whole hour?
I could talk about the different types of porn I like, the different porn stars I like. I could talk about what has made me ejaculate the most, made me ejaculate the least. I could do all of that. There's a whole myriad of porn conversations I could have. Don't underestimate my ability to talk about porn, all right? I'm very offended that you don't think I could drag out an hour's worth of porn conversation. Fuck you, V.
That sounds ridiculous.
It sounds amazing, and it'll be the greatest fucking podcast we've ever recorded. It would have 5 million
views. But naturally, like I said, I want to make it academic.
Because you want to ruin everything. That's what you do, Ollie.
You would think that making smart conversation ruins things.
It's not smart conversation. It's a porn conversation. It's not supposed to be smart.
Maybe you can impress a woman with your smart porn conversation.
What woman wants to be impressed by smart porn conversation?
Plenty of women I know are impressed by smart conversations.
Not about porn. There's no logic.
You can technically, I mean, if you speak intelligently about the nutrition information behind a box of Triscuits, you can draw somebody with it, surely.
Intelligence is one of the most powerful aphrodisiacs in the world, Diz. I use it all the time.
God damn it. Shut up. This is why you've never gotten laid before. Wait, never mind. That's you.
Threat level brown strikes again.
I couldn't help myself there, man. I mean,
so maybe that's our next topic.
This guy's literally had the most impassioned speech of his life about all the different ways he wants to ejaculate to different visual stimulus.
Oh God!
And somehow I'm asshole.
Why do you gotta say it like that?
No, I feel disgusted.
You ruin things too. That's your problem.
Let's end the podcast here so that I can go take a shower because now I feel disgusted. We talked. This was kind of a crazy podcast. We really was hoping to cover certain topics that we didn't get to, which we'll get to next week. But we talked about the militia. We talked about superheroes. We talked about my hopes that Captain America will eventually die.
Go fuck yourself.
Trying to be Professor X in the real world. Yeah. The militia crisis.
Yes.
The Flint will be next week. And then porn.
Yes.
So Diz, why don't you take us out?
Well, you guys can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/currentlynerdy. Go on there, like our page, write in our wall, share some posts on there. If you have a cool article about porn, send it over. I'll read it. As long as it's not academic, because fuck Ali for trying to ruin porn for me. You could catch us on Twitter @currentlynerdy. Hashtag of the week this week will be
threat level yellow.
Yeah, you could either do threat level yellow or threat level brown, whichever one you prefer.
We'll look at both.
Yeah, we'll look at both. That'll be the hashtag of the week. We're on Instagram @currentlynerdy on Instagram. Go on there, follow us there, like our pictures, write comments on there. Tumblr, currentlynerdy.tumblr.com. Follow us there, reblog, read, tumble, whatever the fuck people do on Tumblr. YouTube video coming up soon. YouTube.com, search Currently Nerdy, find us, subscribe, thumbs in the bums. iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, por favor. And if you don't like iTunes, you can follow us on currentlynerdy.com, great way to stream our page. And if you want to get a hold of us individually, you can. V, tell them how they can get a hold of you.
Of course, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at VTran214. That's VYTRAN214. You can also find me on my website, thesandwichslayer.com, where I talk about sandwiches every single week, my travels, as well as Japanese internment. Ali?
You can find me on my website, alialomi.com, or on Twitter at AAOLOMI, Diz.
You can find me dabbing all over the web at Dizbulla, DIZBULLAH.
For everyone here at Currently Nerdy, thank you for tuning in. Remember, stay smart, sexy nerds.
And we love you.
Threat level brown.
Don't ruin porn for me.